for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies, and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it unto us, and we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, and thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. And that I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day, that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter.
We're grateful to God for being here. We are thankful that souls are gathered, for with the crumbs of God, He has provided for us and kept us all these days because we remembered who God was, who God is, who God will ever be. It is not a chore to receive the power of God. It is not something so far off, as the brother read, that someone has to bring it down to you. It is already in you. The manifestation of what is in you has to come. For everyone who don't believe, receiving the gift of God is an exclusive club of only them that believe. An unbeliever will never, ever be able to receive the gift of God. The journey for us who have received the Holy Ghost did not conclude at that gift. That's when it started. The name of God is the vehicle by which you travel in. It's the car. To get to the destination, the vehicle, the name, is how you direct it. Soon as you start calling on the name of God, the mind went all over the place. And the thing the name does, it keeps the car on the road in the direction that it's going. So when there are people on the breezeway throwing rocks at cars, and here you come, you can't pay any attention to if it hit the windshield, if it hit the car, the name of Jesus just keep you moving along. You don't pay attention to anything but the name. When the name is in the mind, on the tongue, and in the heart, all three are one, here is the Spirit of God. The trials of the life are the things that hinder thee. But you can overcome those things. Yes. You have already. Yes. Everyone can want it for you, but you have to want it for self more than all of them put together.
Amen.
Most people in the religious world are living on autopilot. They do the same thing over and over again. They get up dressed, they go to Sunday school, they do everything the same, just a different outfit, but the same. I was introduced the other day to a vehicle that I wasn't used to. My cruise control don't go up and down and all. It stays whatever speed you set it, it moves. But I happened to be in a vehicle that controls, if something was in front of it, it slowed down. And that thing was out of the way, it picked back up to keep the speed that you set. That's the new technology today. I'm not used to it. So I decided I would come off of autopilot and control it myself. Because I hear, you know, the Google car and the this car running over people in the street. And I'm not willing to have that testimony that I ran over somebody because I had my car on Google Drive. But I thought about how people have their lives on autopilot and refuse to let the Holy Ghost have its way, that it will not be like I thought. That it would be so spontaneous that it could come at the moment that I thought not. So I cannot live my life on autopilot. I'm running and the Lord want me to stop. I'm on run. The Lord say slow your roll and I ain't got time. I'm already running. There are many people, when the elder asked me, Bishop, what happened to all of these people that filled that building at 22nd in Bainbridge? They were all on autopilot.
And they refuse to get off of autopilot and say, wait a minute, what did the man of God say? They didn't even consider it. They were already on autopilot, running with what was in front of them, and took no thought, as the young man just read from Deuteronomy. The Lord said, I'm going to set something before you, life and death, and good and evil. And if you're on autopilot, you're not going to know what to choose. So I'm going to tell you. And we are on autopilot that our flesh rules. Because it's the loudest thing. And the Lord is in the background saying, choose me, but you don't hear him. You're on autopilot. And unto tears, the Lord is cursed in his face. And you're still on autopilot and you haven't even noticed. I just got rid of God. And the Lord is saying, I have been with you through all of your trials, all of the tests of your life. I have been there. I have provided. I have done all you asked me to do. I've been there for you. And now you decide you don't want me anymore. And you curse me to my face. And don't even consider to come off of autopilot and self-guide. If the Lord spoke and said, I was willing to stay with you through all of your trials of your life until you got the victory in it. But in the middle of it, you got rid of me. You chose the world over me. But I was willing to stay with you through your trials, the temptations of life, whatever you were going to go through, I was going to be there like I was before. But you made a decision to listen but Job's wife's spirit and say, curse God. And die. And when you die, life is not there. So when the Lord put before you life and death, good and evil, and you get rid of life, the only thing that remains is death. There is no power of a quickening to help you when you have discarded life and taken death. There is nothing of good when you select evil and good has departed. But the Lord said, I'm willing to stay with you, though you're in your flesh, though you're in death, I'll stay with you and give you life. Who? In their right mind. Well, put God out. And choose evil and death. Who? Many people have. There are souls that have seen God face to face. And today, they can't even find God because they found something to replace the God that they knew. The God of heaven delivered you before you made up your mind to discard him. He said, I'm with you. And the accident that you were in pushed your bone out of the skin. And normally they cut it off. But yours, God put it back. They put a rod in it. You said, take it out because my God is able. That's when you were riding with God, even in death, life was there. And a few days passed, and the trials of the life made you question whether God is true or not, and he's just proven himself to you. And now you question him. So you put him out, and all God's belongings, you take them and put them at the door. You don't even walk in the door where God went. You drop them at the door and tell God all your stuff is at the door. And you go off and left life and good for what now? And the Holy Ghost said, I'm willing to stay with you. I've kept you in all of your trials. I've been there. Who you come to the conclusion that my hair is more important than serving God. The length of it. I can't go and worship God because my hair, I have to cut it to go to church. Whoever gave such a commandment? But you selected death over life when life is in God. It's in worshiping God. It's in knowing who he is. In your death, you still know who God is. And as long as you are in flesh and blood, death is going to reign. But if you have God in you, when death is finished, he said, now I am able to keep you from falling and present you faultless. Without him, what quickening spirit is going to quicken you in the grave? What gospel did you hear preached that's going to wake you that is already in God for him to show Ezekiel, speak. Something is going to awake my mother that I'm speaking today will wake her and she's already resting. Something went into the ground and found one man worthy of being saved from humanity. And God didn't have to talk to that man, but he talked to everyone who was in disobedience to that one man. And here's a man, Job. And all the evil God let the devil put on him, the death that God allowed to happen to him. But what did Job have that the devil couldn't touch?
His integrity.
His life.
Yes.
He said, you can have everything, but don't touch
his life
or work with me. But Job was with death. And his wife come and say, now curse God and just die. He say, you sound like a fool. If I leave my integrity here, what's going to happen to me when this life is over and it has finished its course with me and it ends up in death and I have no life with me? The furnace broke. Now the house is
cold.
Say, Lord, it'll stay cold unless some heat comes. So that means the Lord has to provide heat in the winter.
Yes.
He is not going to stop the winter from coming. It is its course. But in his winter, He's going to make your house
warm.
In the cold,
yes.
Here is God coming for you,
yes,
and making it comfortable to abide in the winter.
Amen.
When the summer comes, he makes it cooler for you.
Yes.
While these two things are working together, God is providing for you. God himself has now set before you life and death.
Yes.
God put it before you. You're in death, but will you have life in your death? Will you give in to every whim of your flesh? And then curse God
and die.
Death and life. Death. And life
are in the power of the tongue.
Is in the power of your tongue.
And they that love it.
Which one you love? Life.
Shall eat the fruit thereof.
Or death. You're going to eat of the fruit
thereof.
Of the thing you love. If God is in the car with you, and you're loving something else, you're not going to pay any attention that God is even there. Because you cannot serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. So the thing you love, even if it's death, what attention to life are you going to pay?
Death.
So life exits. And when sin is finished, it will bring by death. The scripture says, I call heaven and earth to record now against you. They won't be for you because of your decision. So if the record of heaven comes and you haven't taken heed to turn, a woman wanted to tell me about the issue of her daughter. And I said, I don't want to hear it. They said, we need to tell you, I don't want to know what she did. Don't even put it in my spirit. I don't want to know anything save Jesus Christ and him being crucified. And the crucified God,
yes,
is able to wipe whatever your issue is. I don't have to know it. I just know that the blood of the Lamb
is able.
Has made provisions to keep life with you.
Yes.
One drop is able to sustain whatever you do in your entire life. One.
Lord.
Why would you then renounce that? God's sacrifice wasn't for you. When she wanted to keep telling me what it was, I don't wish to know it. But then I saw a newscast, and the Holy Ghost said, that's it.
See, I have set before thee.
Something now was before all of us. But when the child said, if God is true, and I believe he's true, if I make my bed in
hell,
there he will be also. Therefore, if folks die and go to hell without God, that will not be my lot. Because I'm going to carry him with me.
To the grave.
And others said, oh, don't go to church. Someone was telling my niece, don't go to church. What you going for? She did not take the advice of Job's wife. She said, I'm going. And when she got into the congregation of the saints, the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. Mm. In her death, my niece, in her death, life showed up.
Yes.
Rewarded her for not listening to the opposing force, don't go, but I'm going. Because if the words of life that can come from the man of God's mouth can touch my ears and pierce my heart, I believe the Lord will make a way
somehow.
Somehow. So in the congregation of saints, I found a hiding place for my issues for just a moment. I carried life in my heart, though I reside in death, the Lord is still with me.
Amen.
The Lord will be with me until the end of the thing. He said, then the same shall be saved. So when the Holy Ghost began to move, this soul then began to honor God and thanksgiving that I didn't count myself out of the promise of God, but I said, God is able. I left the saving of my soul to him who said, I can present you faultless. I had to come off of our autopilot because all of my friends and my brothers and all of them are autopilot and I can't walk with them. I have to be on self-determination. What am I going to do? I can't go with the crowd. They went the wrong way. Few it shall be that take the narrow way. But when I get in the way that's so narrow, I don't see nobody. But who do I know is in here with me? That's the only thing.
Amen.
That matters. If God is with me. So I cannot make this journey by myself.
See, I've set before thee.
Because God now has set something before me. He has called heaven as a record against me. And if heaven is against me, I'm going to need something that's able to help me. And here is where the Holy Ghost, if it is not your constant companion, death will reign. And when the quickening power of God say wake, all of those souls that discarded life shall end up in death. And when second death now reigns, because your first one, you have forfeited life, so all you have now is the first death, but there is a second one. And that second death ain't gonna let nobody go. The Holy Ghost can't come to you and change your state when the second death reigns.
Lord, help us.
So he gonna give you first opportunity. If you deal with first death and you say, I want it instead of life, when he let second death hold you, ain't no Jesus that's gonna help you. There is no Lord, have mercy. There is no, oh, my deliverer, my savior, help me, Lord, help me. Help is now gone.
See, I have set before thee this day.
This day God is setting before you again.
Life and death. And death and evil.
And evil. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I have set before thee this day life and good.
I've set before you life and good.
Death and evil.
Death and evil.
And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God.
I command you now to love the Lord.
To walk in his way.
Walk in the Lord's way.
To keep his commandments.
Keep his commandments.
And his statutes.
Keep what the Lord has said.
And his judgments.
Keep what the Lord. If the Lord judge a thing that you're doing wrong, then you judge it wrong.
Thou mayest live.
Then you will live. Then you will have life.
And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it.
God will then give you eternal life because of the choice you're going to make today. What are you going to love?
But if thy heart turn away.
If your heart turns.
So that thou wilt not hear.
So that you will not hear.
But shall be drawn away.
And you're going to be drawn away.
And worship other gods. And serve them. I denounce unto you this day. That
I tell you this day.
Surely perish.
You shall.
Surely.
Perish.
And that you shall not prolong your days upon
the land. And I will not prolong your days
upon the land.
Upon the land.
Whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it.
Every soul that the I Am spoke to here died in the wilderness.
My God.
These words didn't return to God void. They died in the wilderness. Are you going to die on this side of life?
I call
without
heaven.
Life. He said, I call now heaven and earth
to record
against you.
Against you that I have set before
I
you.
I set before you
life and death.
Death.
Blessing and
blessings and cursings.
Therefore choose.
Choose
life. Choose life.
Life.
That both thou and thy seed.
So you will live. Your
live.
Seed will live. Everything attached to you would live.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
But we keep saying we're praying for people who don't even have a mind to want to finish their course with God. They have stopped somewhere in the middle and given up on the life that's eternal. Because they want to be famous. Because they want this or that. But when they get in trouble, they're calling somebody in the church. We need you to talk to God. Why can't you talk to him? Why won't he hear your cry? Because you don't know him. You put him out of the car. You took all the bags of God and all his goods in it and put it at the door and said, your things are at the door. And you go off thinking what? The Lord said, now I weary with your repenting. Why? It's not from the heart.
That thou mayest love the Lord.
If you're going to love God, he's going to love you and stay with you, even though you say, I got an issue. The Lord, where's he going? He came there to give you the victory over it.
That you may.
Where was he when you got into the problem? Right there. Where has he been from the time you started until now? Right there. Did he sustain you in it?
Yes.
Did he keep you in it?
Yes.
Though you don't even have the deliverance yet. That's why Paul said when the Lord gives you that deliverance, then you worship him openly. Amen. That it was the Lord that brought me out. I'm not coming out the moment I go in. I might have to sustain this way for a testimony of God that he's able, but I'm not going to forsake him. I'm not going to walk away from him. He's been with me since it started. And I want to look to him when I close my eyes and don't know whether tomorrow is mine or not. But I'm going to stay with life. Yes. I'm going to walk with life.
Yes.
Though death is reigning, I'm going to walk with life. When the knock come on the door and God knows it is the issue for me and it's knocking on the door and I don't have no power. And I give in, God is still right there saying, I'll make a way. When it all seemed lost, I'll make a way for you. Because I've judged, I'm wrong. But can you help me? And the Holy Ghost, that's what I'm here for. To lead you and guide you into the truth. But when I discard the truth, then I need to find a preacher that has acceptable words that's going to give me the truth of the matter. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will set you free. But you're waiting for it today. No, you're the testimony. It might take you 100 years, but before that 101 year, here comes victory. You've got to tell God, even if the cup doesn't pass, if it's my lot, will you preserve my everlasting life, though I failed in this walk? Will you save my soul? I can never discard that God has been my constant companion in this dirt. How many times have I failed? How many times have I faltered? But I held on to. So the next time the door is knocking,
yes,
I won't move. I have power this moment that God has given me the victory in this moment. And I'll go into his sanctuary and I'll praise him and I thank him that I didn't give in,
yes,
and give up on God.
Praise God.
Victory is mine because I believe God. So when he set before me the life, and I know that death is reigning, if I don't put my trust in God, I'm doomed already. There are people that think there is no God. Mm-hmm. I won't be one of them.
No.
Because the God of heaven has proven himself to me.
Yes.
And now I cannot forsake and make his testimony a lie. But as for me
and my house,
he's
going to serve the Lord.
We're going to serve God.
Praise God.
We'll serve him all the days of our lives. And no matter what comes, I give you this. The Lord himself quickened a seed in a woman and put on sin. Let me give it to you in your language. God came to where you were in your sin and grabbed you by your hand.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And you said, Lord, he said, I'm here with you. Because if I leave you, this is going to consume you. And when it's finished, you're going to be dead and never rise again. But I come down where you are, found you where you were, and I got a hold of you. How long will you be here, Lord? As long as you need me, I'll be here. Who in their right mind would turn to God and say, I'd rather have this than you. You can leave. When he put on a body, put on sin, he lived, and when it was time for him to get the victory over death itself, he captured it and held on to it because he thought of you. He said, I'm going to come and give you life everlasting. And this I got a hold to is not going to touch you. And when you pass, you're going to go from life
to life.
To life.
Yes.
You're going to bypass the first death. And the second death will have no power with you.
Amen.
Because you grabbed a hold of life. And said, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Because when I need him in an instant, I can call him by his name. My bones already know there's a place in the clouds I'm going. And nothing is going to prevent what God himself did to assure me that I'm going to stand as bones. God's going to redress me. God is going to give me a breath from the preacher that's going to quicken my mortal body. And I'm going to be changed at the batting of an eye. This is temporal. Where I'm going is forever. I choose life. And I choose it because God gave it to me. He put it in my hand and said, handle me and see that a spirit don't have what I have. You are now flesh of my flesh. You are bone of my bone. Walk in who I am because that's who you are. How could I forsake a God that had that kind of thought concerning me of peace? I know for whom I believe, and I'm fully
persuaded
that he is. He is able
to keep me from falling
unto himself against the day I know every human know is coming. We've all known someone to go to the rest. The grave will enlarge herself. If the ground can't take the grave, they'll throw you in the sea. If the sea can't take you, they'll put you in the side of a mountain. If they can't put you in the side of the mountain, they'll burn you up. But hell is going to receive you. It's going to enlarge itself for you. But as for me,
my house,
it won't keep me. So I trust that everything God has given me, it will be my prized possession all the days of my life. I will never, ever forsake God and give him back anything that he has given me. And I have a consciousness now of the son called prodigal, that if God gives it to me, I don't want to squander it into the world who can never benefit for who I am, what I am, and what I'm going to be. Why will I give it to the world that it will not give me usury?
No interest.
There is no interest.
None.
That I can get from being an adulteress. There is no interest to me if I am a liar. I can't give God anything from what I'm doing. None of that matters. But if I got a problem, I know he said, I'll be with you. I'll deliver you. I'll keep you. I'll preserve you. I have to have that confidence that if the flesh wrapped in death is trying to swallow me up, I've got to realize there's something on the inside that holding the reins. Something is in me that's keeping me from not being an unbeliever, but trusting in the Lord God Almighty. As for me, if I have to go alone, but I find some people walking, say, I've had the trials of life, and I thought I would never, ever find a moment of peace. But God has visited me. God has eased the pain for a season, and I thank him for it. Trials come to make us strong, but it comes to defeat the unbeliever. As for me, if the cup does not pass, we shall drink it. I don't want heaven to speak against me. So I will then choose the life from God. The one that I got to become a living soul is not the important one. First man was made a living soul. Second man was a quickening spirit from heaven. It was the Lord from heaven. But I want the quickening spirit.
Yes.
I want the second Adam to reign in me. So when it's time and my course is finished, I can say, Lord, I'm ready now. He can then escape for a season to let me lay in the ground. But he has a time appointed that the innumerable amount of angels that are set watch for me will say it's time. And the quickening spirit that I gave up to die will enter back in me and quicken my mortal body. And I'll ever go be with the Lord. As for me
and my house,
I will serve. If my cupboards get low, I'll serve the God that filled them before. If my bank account goes low, I'll still serve the Lord when I had enough to take care of all I had. But what is he showing me? When they're low, whether I'm abased or I still trust in the Lord. What about you now and your house? Choose you this day who you're going to serve. If you're going to serve the carnal flesh, you're going to reap to it because you'll bear the fruit of what you love. But if you love the Lord, look at what your tree. Look at the fruit on your tree. As for me
my house.
And this house,
house.
Yes. We're going to serve the Lord.
Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies, and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments, and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither it is far off. Neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it unto us, and we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, and thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. And that I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. In the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia Pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apostolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.
For they were the one to obtain the prize. There's a prize in the Christ. There's a price for the high calling. Many shall run the race, but one shall obtain the prize. I want to be in the number when they crown him Lord of Lords, and my soul is going to say hallelujah, amen. Oh, let the church say, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Oh, to the few that contend ya, amen. To the few that continued, amen. To the few that continued, oh, 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 yeah. To them that is holding on, amen. To them that is holding on, amen, amen. To them that's holding on, oh, 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 oh. Let your soul say, amen. Let your soul say, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen.